Let's take a break. When we come back, we're going to wade in. You know, I always joke on this show, you know, fools, rush in where angels fear to tread. Well, you know, we're going to rush in, but hopefully in a calm, collected, reasonable, fact-finding way and try to figure out what is going on and what are some of the issues surrounding this land swap within Forest Service land that involves Snowbird and American Fork Canyon and Mineral Basin and maybe some future developments. We're going to try to sort it all out. We'll talk with the Forest Service first, coming up here on today's Doug Wright Show at KSL News Radio. And then we'll talk with the president of Snowbird as well, just after the top of the hour. It's 9:45 now, 74 downtown.
Doug's working the biggest stories right now.
Degrees. It's 74 degrees in Salt Lake now, and we're back to the Doug Wright Show on KSL News Radio.
The Doug Wright Show. Top newsmakers only Doug has access to. Answering questions only Doug can ask on KSL News Radio.
As I mentioned at the beginning of this program, we have been getting chain emails, and you can always spot them because they, you know, have much of the same verbiage and many of the same quote-unquote call-to-action words, things of that nature. And that's fine. That's fine. I appreciate people getting involved. I more appreciate the heartfelt message from individuals who have really stopped and thought something out rather than perhaps something that their neighbor told them to do. But there has been a groundswell. There has been, within the headlines and elsewhere, a lot of questions, a lot of concerns, a lot of just to give you an example, two headlines here. Working group to discuss possible American Fork Canyon land swap. That's in the Deseret News. It was several days after that. Residents decry proposed American Fork Canyon land swap. What is going on here? And again, this is a fact-finding mission on the Doug Wright Show today, and we'll be talking over the next little while with quite a few, I hope, of the meaningful players in this. And we thought, well, why don't we start with the Forest Service, and David Whittakin is joining us. Dave, I so appreciate you being part of the program today. Maybe you could set the stage for us and take us back to whatever starting point we need to go to kind of get the backstory here. What's going on?
Good morning. Thank you for the opportunity. The land exchange we're working on has been discussed in a number of different venues. I believe, and this is before my time on the forest, that it was first really brought up as part of the Matheson Wilderness proposal and the Wilderness Bill that was proposed there. They were looking at exchanging some lands in Little Cottonwood Canyon that Snowbird owns for some lands that the Forest Service has at the kind of the top end of American Fork Canyon. That bill didn't really go anywhere in Congress, and so it was adopted as part of the Mountain Accord process that has been ongoing, looking at how to better manage the Central Wasatch, primarily focused on the Cottonwood Canyons, but also Mill Creek Canyon and the Park City side. And so the proposal was resurrected there, and that's where it seemed to get pretty controversial.
And in your opinion, looking at it from the Forest Service point of view, what fueled the controversial nature of this?
Well, I think the large part is that Mountain Accord had generally been focused on Salt Lake County and Summit County and to some degree Wasatch County. The lands that Snowbird is looking to exchange for from the Forest Service are in Utah County, and the folks in Utah County had not been as involved, not very much involvement in the Mountain Accord process.
Mm-hmm. You know, we've had Mountain Accord on this program quite a bit. Laney and others have joined us, and it has seemed to me that the focus, if not all the focus, was on the canyons that spill into Salt Lake County and then kind of going upstream, as it were, into Summit County and Wasatch County. Has Utah County pretty much just been left out of the picture generally?
Well, we've reached out some to Utah County, but until this point, we were pretty much focused within the Salt Lake County boundaries. There really wasn't a reason to reach out to Utah County. We've had conversations with the commissioners and other folks on even whether they wanted to participate in the accord early on, It would have been probably too large of a process at that point, and neither side thought it would be worthwhile. That's why in the Utah County area, they started the American Fork Vision process to look at how a similar process in American Fork Canyon.
Mm-hmm. When I look at the exchange, it's an interesting kind of out of proportion land swap, and I get the values of lands and the purposes of lands and whether they're watershed or not, whatever. But is it 1,100 or 1,400 acres? I've heard both of land in Salt Lake County being exchanged for a little over 400 acres that is owned by the U.S. Forest Service in American Fork Canyon. Which number is correct?
We were looking at the potential of 1,100 acres from Snowbird, land that they own, and it would be, give or take about 450 acres. Some of the land that they're looking to acquire is in their base that the Forest Service currently owns and manages, and then some of the land that they were looking to acquire was in American Fork Canyon. So, as you said, we do value for value, so those acreages really, at this time, are markers for where we might want to go. We would have to do fairly specific land appraisals to get down to the specific parcels and the precise acres.
How and by whom was the Forest Service approached on this swap?
Well, it came, as I said, it was originally brought up in the Matheson legislation and has been kind of circling around ever since then. A group was put together, a subgroup of Mountain Accord, a Cottonwood Canyons task force, to look at how the ski areas, how the transportation in those Cottonwood Canyons might be managed into the future. And that involved a variety of different groups there in that subgroup, trying to negotiate out what lands might be best. And the Forest Service participated in that task force. So We've been part of the discussions all along on this.
Well, we talk about the Matheson legislation or initiative, whatever it is the best label for that, and other issues. What has Snowbird's involvement been with the Forest Service? And to your knowledge, what's the purpose here?
Well, Snowbird they've had conversations with us. They were at the table when the Matheson legislation was being drafted, and they've. They've had conversations with everyone in that task force. I know that they would like to see the land that the Forest Service would acquire, Superior, Mount Superior, and those areas be in public hands. They're very valuable for backcountry skiers. A lot of people recreate in those areas, and their purpose in the base area and our purpose as well is to the Forest Service purpose would be to get out of managing a base area that has buildings on it, that has parking lots on it. That's not what you think of when you think of Forest Service lands. The land in American Fork Canyon, Snowbird is interested in that, I believe, for the potential lifts, potential changes in the ski area. Although from my conversations with them, I think they could build the lifts regardless of whether they get the Forest Service parcels or not.
Interesting. I appreciate your insights, and obviously we're scratching the surface today, and we'll dig in at some later point. Is there anything that you want the public to know here, Dave, as this conversation moves forward? Because as you know, in some circles and in some camps, it's at a boiling point, and other people that I talk to, they go, this is all theoretical at this time. We're just talking here.
Well, we haven't entered into the NEPA process yet, so it is only a proposal, and we're not going to analyze or move forward with anything until we get into that NEPA process. Our goal is to manage the national forests as best we can and preserve and protect watersheds, protect those areas. I think we're not that far apart on a lot of the issues. I think it's just getting folks in Utah County involved, having conversations with them. And, we may or may not be able to do the land exchange in the long run. I can't tell you what the future holds, but to me, it is important that we're all communicating. And I've heard a lot of the same stuff that you mentioned. I've seen a lot of those same emails. And
yeah.
I understand people's concern.
And I know Mountain Accord has just openly said, yeah, we really do need to reach out more to the folks in Utah County, which, of course, we will be doing on Thursday. We'll be talking with the Utah County Commissioner. Commissioner Lee will be joining us. And, Dave, I really appreciate your time today, and I think we'll probably be chatting again.
I look forward to it. Thank you very much for the opportunity.
My pleasure. Dave Whittakin with us, who is with the U.S. Forest Service. We're going to talk with the president of Snowbird when we come back after our break here at the top of the hour.
The most trusted and connected man in Utah.
Dr. Frank Luntz.
Thank you.
Doug Wright.
Something good is happening in Utah in its politics, and something good is happening with its people. Don't change it.
The Doug Wright Show on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
By the way, just a very quick update. We got word just a few moments ago. This is actually breaking out of South Carolina, and I wanted to share this information with you. Dylan Roof has been indicted on 13 charges in the Charleston shooting. So we now have the actual indictments, 13 charges. Charleston shooting, Dylan Roof. He's the person that went into that black church and killed 9 people. And he's at the epicenter of the discussion that we are going to be having coming up in this hour. At the tail end of this hour, we'll talk with South Carolina State Senator Marlon Kimson. He'll be joining us, and he represents the Charleston area, is from Charleston. We'll talk about the Senate vote today, and now it goes over to the State House of Representatives in Charleston, and the governor. The governor has already said that she will sign this piece of legislation. Governor Haley made that very clear right off the bat. So just wanted to bring you up to date. And we'll be talking in about 45 minutes with State Senator Kimson from South Carolina. I'm very pleased that the president of Snowbird could join us today as we talk about this land swap. And Bob Bonar is on the line. Bob, welcome. Thank you, especially for taking time since you're not even in our area right now, out there on vacation.
Hey, Doug, thank you so much for having me this morning.
Let's talk about this. You know, as I've mentioned before on the air, and I've had private conversations with individuals, boy, the level of oomph behind this that is coming, especially from some. I mean, there literally we're getting sky is falling type stuff, and American Fork Canyon will never be the same, and on and on and on. Take us back to Snowbird's beginning on this, and how did this conversation start? What are some of the goals, Bob?
Well, Doug, first off, I apologize. There is a lot of confusion and misunderstandings out there, and I appreciate the opportunity to try and clear the air on that just a little bit this morning. You know, but as Dave just said, from the Forest Service, this process for us started a long time ago with the Matheson Wilderness Bill, and now through the Mountain Accord process. And, you know, I feel that Snowbird is just trying to do the right thing for our community. We have a lot of land, 1,100 acres in Little Cottonwood Canyon, some going over into Big Cottonwood Canyon, and we also have some properties in American Fork Canyon, if need be, that we're willing to trade that are highly valued by backcountry skiers, environmental groups, you know, from Mount Superior up through above the town of Alta. So we would really just like to see those lands go into preservation for different user groups, and at the same time make better utilization of the base at Snowbird, and then also some property in the very upper part of American Fork Canyon in Mineral Basin and Mary Ellen Gulch that kind of weaves together a block of private property that Snowbird's owned for quite a while.
As you look at an aerial map of our ski resort areas, I think many people are shocked when they realize how close they really are, how close, you know, Snowbird is, well, obviously to Alta, but on the other side to other venues, Park City, you look at Brighton, you look at Canyons, you look at Deer Valley, you look at Solitude. I mean, it really is quite amazing how interwoven they truly are. So what is the goal, Bob? What's the goal for the land, especially in American Fork Canyon? Because, again, I've heard just about everything to, you know, short of putting a nuclear dump up there.
Right. Well, Doug, let me make it clear that Snowbird does not propose hotels, condos, or similar types of development on the land involved in the Mountain Accord Exchange for lands in American Fork Canyon. That's been, a lot of the misunderstanding our proposal, you know, or people thinking that we're going to put hotels, condos, or similar types of developments up there, or, as you just said, maybe even a nuclear waste dump.
Yeah. In an ideal world, what would you like to see happen there? What would Snowbird's goal be?
The land that we're trying to acquire, in Upper Mariana Gulch and Mineral Basin from the Forest Service, we would like to put ski lifts on that property. One of our most popular ski pods at Snowbird is already in Utah County. We've worked well back there with the Utah County folks. Our two Mineral Basin lifts are in Utah County. We would like to put additional lifts there and also over in Maryland Gulch, while at the same time working with other user groups, as we've done through the Mountain Accord process. So the four-wheel drive community, backcountry skiers, hikers, mountain bikers, and work with them to minimize any impacts on the way that them and their families have enjoyed utilizing those areas as they have for generations, while at the same time being able to utilize our private property.
Bob, as you back engineer the conversation in this process, what do you think is the missing link that maybe has caused this, at least with some in Utah County, to be off the rails a bit?
You know, I think it's pretty simple, Doug. I think that we just could have communicated better. You know, and everything that we've done, Doug, whether it's the Mountain Accord process or the Matheson Wilderness Bill or other things that we've worked on through the NEPA process with the Forest Service, they've been very, very inclusive. And I think simply we should have communicated better and hope to do so in the future with the Utah County community.
What does happen next? What are the next steps? We talked about this very briefly with Dave, but from Snowbird's point of view, what is going to happen? What needs to happen?
Well, Doug, we're all very hopeful that the Mountain Accord process can still move forward. The goals of Mountain Accord, you know, looking at, you know, better preservation levels and improving transportation and recreation opportunities in our canyons for our, you know, growing population and increased visitation, we believe those are the right things to do. So we'd like to move forward on Mountain Accord. We just need to work together to figure out how we're more inclusive with the Utah County community.
What do you see as the ramifications, the real ramifications, from your point of view, for American Fork Canyon? And again, you know, we've joked about this a bit, but I have heard all kinds of things. I mean, in one recent article, it was, I'm looking at American Fork being like Springdale, will just be nothing more than a tourist stop as people go up this canyon. Springdale, of course, I think is a wonderful community, by the way. I love Springdale. I love Torrey. I love all these little towns that are right there at the gateway to some of the most spectacular places in the world. So I'm not quite sure where that was going, but what will be the impact on American Fork Canyon as we know and love it today if this moves forward with the vision that Snowbird would like to see?
Well, Dave, in regards to our proposal through Mountain Accord, in regards to the 400 acres, you know, I don't think it impacts American Fork Canyon at all, because, Doug, you cannot access those properties from American Fork Canyon. The road access is miles away from the 400 acres or the upper part of Maryland, our private properties in Upper Maryland Gulch and Mineral Basin.
So the bottom line is really, with if there were to be additional ski lifts and things of that nature, other accommodations that may go with that, the impact, at least on traffic, at least as the vision stands now in American Fork Canyon, would be nil?
Yes, there would be no traffic. I mean, Doug, you simply can't get there. So if we put additional lifts in Upper American Fort Canyon with no hotels and with no condos or similar development at all, there would be no traffic impact on American Fort Canyon. It would all be as it is today on the Little Cottonwood Canyon side.
Mm-hmm. Let's go back to the idea of condos and other types of developments. Are they on the books that would, again, affect anything in American Fort Canyon for the long, long term of the ski resort?
Doug, Snowbird does own, you know, significant properties in American Fort Canyon. But if Snowbird ever proposed any of those processes, it would, or projects, excuse me, it would be completely outside of the Mountain Accord process right now. And it would be down the road and involve, you know, a huge Mountain Accord style open public conversations before anything like that ever happened.
Is that the Miller Hill conversation that I'm hearing, Bob?
That's correct. Those are the properties that we own down or on that property. And Snowbird has no plans today to do anything on the Miller Hill properties down below.
Bob, I really do appreciate this conversation, and as this moves forward, I hope we can keep the channels and the avenues over open so we can talk this through. We're going to be talking with Commissioner Lee from Utah County in the not-too-far-distant future. We tried to put that together for today, but his schedule did not accommodate that, so we'll be chatting with him on Thursday. And again, I so appreciate you taking time out of a very busy schedule, when you're even away from the state today, to join us here on the program. And as we do move forward, we'll be chatting again, I'm sure.
Well, Doug, thank you so much for having me.
Bob Benar is the president of Snowbird, and earlier we had the opportunity to talk with Forest Service Supervisor Dave Whittakind, who was also on the line with us, and as I just mentioned a moment ago, on Thursday we'll be talking with County Commissioner Lee from Utah County, all here on the Doug Wright Show at KSL News Radio, where it is 10:18. Don't forget, we will be talking with a state senator from South Carolina,